Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Before we get to our clip du jour, Jones, it is a Tuesday, and somehow, maybe because of how busy the trade deadline was and how grab bag just piled up all the stories, we forgot to get to our fantasy football waiver wire pickup of the week.
We did, indeed. I would take a look and see if Kyle Manungai is out there. He's been a recommendation in the past, so I would go see if he's out there, but he's not available in greater than 50% of leagues. I also would have said Torrey Horton this morning, and then the Shaheed trade went down.
Yeah.
So it's not a great waivers week out there. Parker Washington was an option with the Jaguars, but they went out and made a trade as well. So maybe my official recommendation is Colson Loveland of the Chicago Bears, dropped in a lot of leagues. He had a monster game. That is brought to you by Cars for Kids, easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That is Cars with a K.
All right, let's get to our clip du jour. Are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds tremendous. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, we were reacting to the WEEI Afternoons interview with the quarterback, Drake May, and I was left flabbergasted. They also do a bit during the interview called May or May Not. So how do you not then segue into would you may or may not have a catch with Chris Schime? I'm envisioning 2 weeks from now at a practice, Schime gets to go down there early and have a little catch at Drake May.
Dude, could you imagine?
Why not?
I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
I'm like, he'll just give a funny answer and he'll probably be like, boy, that's stalker behavior.
Or he's like, well, it is.
Stage 5 clinger, whatever. Like, he'll make some kind of joke. We'll all get to play
also
and have
funny.
A good time with
yeah.
it. What if Drake's like, yeah, sure, I'll have a catch with him. Like, what if that's what he said?
I don't understand it.
And we didn't play it for him.
No.
I mean, not we, but it,
well,
it,
no,
it,
we
it,
would have.
It was not played for
In
him.
Fact,
yeah.
I think we might play it for Mike Onwenu. See what he thinks of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we might have
we
to play
should have played it for Hunter Henry.
Damn it. Why didn't we play
hey,
it yesterday?
Hey, Craig Woodson, we just met you. Here's a guy from our morning show talking
Craig
about Drake
Woodson,
May.
You've never met us.
Yeah.
We just barely found out you're even appearing on the show as you were walking in. But
I was flabbergasted.
Let's play this for you. That's a good point. Why didn't we do that yesterday?
I lost in there. Craig Woodson. Nice debut on the show yesterday.
It was a strong debut.
It was good to talk to him.
For Craig Woodson. So the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant at the Nines.
Look who it is.
$14.99 big deal meals. Start the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. You can try the new grilled teriyaki chicken. You gotta love the Nines. Yeah, no, you weren't playing the
Are you afraid that
Schime
he would
thing.
Love Schime? Is that what you were afraid of?
I don't know that he was going to love anything yesterday.
Yeah, he had a bee under his bonnet, didn't he?
Oh, my God.
Quite short, quite snippy.
And then he wasn't sure he was going to the Celtics, and then I see front row. He's
front
at the
row
Celtics.
With Will Campbell.
And
yeah.
I don't know if he thought I was stalking him or just every Celtics beat reporter had tweeted out, like, oh, the list of celebrities tonight includes Drake May and Will Campbell. That's how I knew.
No, I know that. But I also wondered, I brought this up to Jones, like, it is weird, and maybe he's getting used to this, like, hey, you're the quarterback of an NFL team, but if you don't tell anybody you're going, and then all of a sudden it's like on the internet that it's like news that you're going. It's kind of odd. I'm not saying it's odd that you brought it up because like you're going to the game. You want to talk
right.
about the Celtics. You're teeing him up to talk about the Celtics. And he's
right,
just like, I don't even know if I'm going.
Is
like,
he annoyed the internet found out? Maybe
yeah.
maybe that's okay. what it was.
Well, like, you got to get with
don't
the
be the quarterback of the Patriots would be my argument.
Yeah,
and
say.
Don't take the $500 million
yeah.
they're going to hand you
or,
in a couple
right,
of years.
Well,
it's
just
part of the gig.
Or get your own tickets and don't request them from the team because
right.
the team is what put out there on their celebrity list.
Pull
yeah.
your hoodie over your head,
yeah, yeah,
put
yeah,
sunglasses
yeah.
on,
yeah.
buy your tickets, and go sit yeah. in the balcony. And
go,
I will
say, go sit in the 300s with me.
Balcony Gino.
And Aztec Gino.
I always used
and
to
you
say
can,
that
you can go secretly. Yeah.
About Belichick when he would get like seemingly annoyed by media celebrity attention. And I'm like, so go coach a 8-on-8 team in Iowa in a cornfield and no one will care.
Yeah, you're getting $20 million
right.
to
you're
coach football.
You're making $20 million to
People
be a celebrity and you love stars. You're
yeah.
always star bleeping all over the planet. You got to take. So you know what? I think may or may not next week may include celebrity status.
Yeah.
May or may not.
Oh, so still not a catch with Shine.
Is there a
yeah, no.
Is there a working theory? Has he been this kind of surly during the winning streak, or did it kind of come to a head yesterday?
No, yeah, yesterday was the crankiest, which
weird.
Some are surmising coincided with not a great game. Is he a little oversensitive to the loose ball issues, the interception, criticism, things of that nature? We'll see. We'll see where it goes. No, it had actually been seemingly building
better,
in a very positive direction as he was playing very well. And I would also say, like, we've defended him quite a bit. So if he thinks we were too, like, I said, if that's his worst game, then he's doing something A-OK in this world.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know. And maybe it was like Stiz thought maybe he spilled his iced coffee, came out and it just everywhere.
Oh, that would be annoying.
Was angry.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Good theory.
Yeah so I don't know. And then I think what actually made him sound worse was Marcus Jones was awesome. We asked him about his contract. He's like, had this long-winded answer of appreciation for who he is and joking about buying trucks.
He did not have a good game.
No, he didn't. He got smoked by Drake London. Yeah. Great. Now, he did have a $36 million contract.
There's reason to be excited. I'm saying, if you're just taking the
but
game
so
performance.
Is Drake. Yeah. Drake's an MVP candidate. Why are you cranky?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't be cranky. Don't take it out on us. Maybe he just get absolutely slaughtered by McDaniels. Just like shredded.
Maybe the tape.
Take
side a look at the tape.
To side.
What are you doing
he came
here?
Right out. You dumbass. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. You guys ever have one of those? Because those aren't fun, and it does leave you in a mood.
No, that could be.
Oh, I had one of those when I was in college as a freshman.
Just got chewed out?
Oh, my God.
Sick brag,
thank you,
bro.
Where, it was the first time, because I had never been chewed out like
that. Was it in front of the whole team,
too?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Whose fault is this touchdown? And you're like, oh, no. And they rewind it, and then they get the laser, and the F-bombs from Coach Casey, love him, mean it. Hmm? The F-bombs were like nothing I'd ever dealt with. Like, I just wanted to do the Cam Newton, I'm just going to slide out of here, Coach. So maybe it was that. Maybe he got slapped around.
Maybe. But he took it out on you guys.
Yeah. A little bit.
Took it out on you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Love him. We'll talk to him next Monday.
Okay.
Hopefully
okay.
After a win, but we'll see because the Bucks are pretty good.
He did not drink in a very good Celtics game last night. I can tell you that.
Oh, that couldn't help the mood either.
That wasn't great.
The refs are fighting. JB can't beat the other team and the refs.
Right.
I mean, he can't do it all.
Yeah, he could have.
Also, might want to mix in a three that you make this time, JB. Love you, mean it.
Yeah.
But
so where are you guys at? Shooting. Mostly deadline, some Celtics?
Yeah, mostly deadline. I have the bad feeling that I am sort of in between the poles. I think the Colts are way too far in
on
that end of the spectrum.
There's a name for that.
Oh, boy. Two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner stunned me.
Yeah.
That's a franchise tag. Uh-huh. They gave him a $140 million contract, essentially.
Yeah.
And two first-round picks. And meanwhile, the Patriots are kind of just sitting here on their thumbs. How about somewhere in the middle?
Like a Jerry Rice's kid.
Happy medium.
Yeah.
Trade a third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson or something. I don't need you to trade two first-round picks. But, yeah, we'll have Mark Schlereth at 230. Be interesting to talk to him because he's a guy that says sacks are a quarterback statistic.
Well.
And Drake May's been sacked 12 times last year.
He's fighting with Cam Ward for the league lead.
And then we will talk to Brian Hoyer at 430, who is up there with Orlovsky as maybe the biggest Drake May fan. Mm. So
gotcha.
Get those guys in, and yes, lots of...
Well, Orlovsky's hard to keep track of, because
he didn't want to play him.
He didn't want Drake playing yet.
He's overcorrecting, I think.
On his timeline, Drake would still be sitting behind Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Wait, but Jacoby Brissett, now a starter. They want him over Kyler.
Prime
didn't we make
win
a bet
night?
At one point that Kyler Murray was the most overrated player in the NFL?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know how you prove that.
Well, he's getting benched for Jacoby Brissett.
Who the most overrated player
is? I rest my case, Your Honor. Jacoby Brissett just took his job.
You still owe me a pizza for Jamar Chase playing in the Patriot game.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I owe you? You owe me
a pizza.
You owe me beer. I owe you pizza. Let's have a party.
All right, done. Sold.
All right, pizza party.
Yeah, fine.
I like that. Yeah. I'm just going to... eat and drink along.
Witness?
So, there you go. That is WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. You got Ted. Stay tuned for it here on WEEI leading up to the trade deadline. Just about 2 hours away. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We have the hashtag Dork Minute and Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. The latest on the Celtics. All that tomorrow at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.